Hey, this is J.O. Woodson.
This is Minister Zen 1 of the Temple of Hip Hop.
This is Red Summer.
This is Chicago's own comedian B. Cole, and you listen to my man Ray, Devon, and also the beautiful Candace on the Truth Brothers. Now, if you ain't listening to the Truth Brothers, the truth ain't in you. Let's do this, baby.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
Yes. It's Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, this is the truth.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. We are off our vacation. We are back in our brand new studios, and we're ready to do it. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
Press that number one. And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net, and truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
There you go. And we will be monitoring the chat room. And as everybody know on our Facebook that we no longer have the producer of the Supreme, Candace, with us. She was offered a very lucrative job offer that she couldn't refuse, and it would have been too hard to get back here and try to do the show with us. She's the captain of industry now, so we had to give it up. But we miss Candace. We miss her real bad already, but she'll always be part of the show. So.
Always.
There you go. And now that means that the...
Clap, bro. Let's just clear that up. That's a sad clap. Ain't that big.
Yeah.
That's a heartbreak.
There you go. There you go. And then I'll be forced to fill in during the producer duty. So take it out. You like...
Like it at all.
Yeah, okay. Well, besides that, man, how has your vacation and week and all that been?
Man, I had a blast, man. The vacation was well needed. Got a chance to enjoy myself, not do too much, which that's something I always like to do. Man, I had my birthday over the vacation, had a blast, you know. Crossed over to that dirty side.
Yeah,
don't like
we did it big.
Yeah, we had a Truth Brother celebration for my B-Day, man. So, no pics, though. We would not be posting any pics of that night. Sorry, not happening. So,
yeah, that's one pic that got posted. Silver getting knocked the F out.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about
that. That was a rough night where we was at, man, because Truth Brothers decided to party for my birthday and watch the Silver / the dude who knocked Silver out fight. And we were surrounded by nothing but the people who like the dude to knock Silver out. And we had to slowly exit out that side. Because they just all
was
of a sudden.
Like, I knew it. I knew he could do it.
They not as tough as they look. Their skin is just darker, which makes us feel. I'm not scared. You scared, Tim? Nah, let's lynch him over there.
So, where they go? There you go.
And that's our key
right.
to exit. So
exactly.
I'll joke aside, man. I enjoyed myself on this vacation. And I'm happy that I'm back, and I'm ready to get back to some Truth Brother stuff, man. I've got some new funnies, and we're going to see what it do.
All right. Yeah, well, I'm glad. That I'm going to be honest, man. My vacation was no vacation. It was a bunch of moving involved, overseeing the new digs here, and it was all about lifting that tote.
Loving these chairs, by the way. Loving these chairs, by the way. Let's just clear that up. The chairs scream is here for your back only, though. You know, there you go. Take that in your life. Loving these chairs, man. Studio coming along real nice as I look around. We need more mirrors, though. Just more mirrors.
More vanity.
Yeah, more vanity, man. We need to look at myself more as I... as I produce. and do the show. So yeah.
So yeah, we so I put in a lot of work, man. I'm personally exhausted. I'm wiped. I'm gonna be wiped for a while, but it was all worth it, man. Everything is nice. We took the studio for a little test drive Saturday doing the football show. Found a little bug in there that we had to take care of, but I think we all right now.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. You know, and shouts out to our dads, man, for coming through. Especially my dad, who was a lot more vocal than I was used to.
Really?
Man. He was.
No,
he
man, they, we need. I was thinking we need to get them a show.
Yeah.
We need to get
Pop. Hey, if Fox can have dad, how come we can't have Pop?
Got Pop.
There you go. I don't like that, though. That sounds a little... Y'all going to be listening to Pops? You know.
I don't know, man. I think I don't know. I might kick that around a little bit. That could be provocative.
It's something you mow over.
Yeah.
It's something you think about, you know. Pops and them.
Pops and them. There you go.
So,
brought to you by Old Jail.
that hurt.
Right. So, yeah, we back. We ready to get into it, man. Yeah. You ready to do the damn thing?
Yeah, I mean, we got some people, you know.
There you go.
You know.
I'm so, man,
you've
been a while.
You've been off. That's cool, man. Hey, that'll get you fired. Candace ain't here to protect you no more.
There you go.
All right, but real quick, we got some people we got to holler at real quick. Jason Henderson, what's up? And Trina Gumby, what's cracking? Janice Jovan, what's up with you? LaDon Jones. Vanessa and Johnny, I know y'all playing Phase 10, not listening, so what's up with y'all? By the way, are we going to talk about that Phase 10?
Yeah.
Man? That game's addictive. Kyrie, Justin, and Eugene, what's cracking, y'all? And congrats to Manushka Azar, that's her name, on her pregnancy. She's pregnant, so congratulations. We need to get that baby noise together.
True. Speaking of that, also on the baby front, man, shout out to my brother and his fiance Adriana, they're having twins.
Get the.
Two times.
Oh, man.
Yep, ain't no rolling over with that. Both y'all get up.
Yeah, you can't pick who gets up at that time.
No.
Wow, that's a newbie.
Yeah.
Shout out to Roderick, man.
Yeah, always
got to
do it better than everybody else.
Oh, man, that, woo.
Eat two birds with one stone. Two
Cut
birds with one stone.
Cut
you're
it
done.
Off. You're done.
You're done. Walk away. Walk away.
Bruh. Cut it off, man. Shut the faucet down. You proved your point.
Yeah.
You got duplicating sperm. Let it go.
Yeah, real quick. Also, shouts out to our boy Kelvin Martin, man. He just got some good news on the medical front, and I hope everything work out for him.
Yeah, shouts out to dude, man. Cool dude. I actually talked to him over Facebook a couple times, man. Funny dude.
Oh, yeah. That's
funny,
that's my dude.
Funny guy.
Giggity.
Yeah. Just put it in there and broke it. That's
right.
DJ's B-Days, Love and Lyric. Happy birthday. Teresa Adams, Ricky Thomas, Jeremy Lee, Clarice DeBruce, the poetic poet, the prophet poet. I'm sorry. Happy birthday to dude. Victoria Mosley, Darian Tillman, Cuz, happy birthday, and Rob Stallings. Happy birthday to you all from True Brothers Radio. We mean it. We love y'all.
There you go. And now with all that out the way, let's jump into it. It's been a while. This, y'all, is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth. With your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by the new movie, Tyler Perry movie starring Precious Gabrielle Sibide. Y'all know her name. Called Why Did I Get Mayonnaise? Going on. I think he's continuing off that Why Did I Get Married series. It's a woman who goes into KFC and orders the extreme bucket, but throws the mayonnaise on top.
Why did I get mayonnaise? All right. And also, Conrad Murray, Sleeping Pills. Sleep Like a King.
I don't know. That tick would be.
Yeah.
Why did I get mayonnaise? She needs to put the mayonnaise down. All right, check this out. Mother allegedly instructed son to beat the gay out of older brother.
There you go. There you go. He is switching too hard in here.
A North Carolina woman is accused.
Oh!
Boy, come on, people. We're supposed to be past this.
You beat the gay out of here while I call your mama daddy in here so we can go in the bathroom and do what we love. A North Carolina woman is accused of instructing her 12-year-old son to beat the gay out of his 15-year-old brother. Mary,
yeah, that sounds like a Mitch match.
I would. It depends on how if he's
maybe
a real,
he's a, yeah.
If he's an over the top swinger, the 12-year-old might have him.
Okay,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like you're too big to walk that
about,
way.
It's a myth about homo gay guys and how they fight. There's a myth.
Yeah, that myth ain't. Yeah,
it ain't true.
No.
Nah, I heard the myth is them dudes can box.
I was going, okay, yeah, that's.
Is it true?
Yeah. Well, you know one of the WWE superstars came out of the closet.
Yeah, Darren Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay? Half of the primetime player.
Yeah, so okay. There you go.
But that's action wrestling.
You still got to have a background in defending yourself.
I mean, but he's still a man at the end of the day, so
I'm that's what I'm saying.
Dude can box. I don't.
You got some dude prancing around, but he 260. Careful.
Yeah, he might be soft in the heart, though.
Maybe, but we know a lot of straight dudes that soft in the heart.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's just, the you know what it is? I think a lot of times people take the femininity gene and roll that over into, you know, oh, he's gay, so there's no way he could be able to
be able to write. And here I am, never had a fight in my life, but this is a good time to start.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's why they always pick on the gay kid in school. Like,
right,
I don't know.
Right.
But Mary Gowans of Whiteville, North Carolina, was arrested and charged with a misdemeanor after police were called to her home to investigate a disturbance. According to the police report, the 15-year-old boy told police his mother forced him to strip down to his underwear. Then she instructed his 12-year-old brother to beat him with a belt repeatedly.
That is amazing. Uncle Timmy told me to strip down, too.
Yay, man. Hey. The older boy said he was not allowed to fight back. The police report documented a large abrasion on the teenager's back. Gowans denied the allegation, said the 15-year-old son was intoxicated when he talked to the police.
He was intoxicated.
With sperm. Gowans denied the allegation. Gowans, the older boy, hit the 12-year-old first, so she instructed the younger brother to hit the brother back. She said although she doesn't agree with the gay lifestyle, she would not harm her son.
She get a son to do it. I can't harm you. But Ralph, take a couple of swings and learn him up a bit.
Stop being a pitcher and a catcher, too. I don't like your life. I don't like it. That's probably what she said.
Gowans,
don't hit me there. Hit me here.
Dude.
Don't touch me there. Touch me here. That's where I like it. It's my gentle place. But guy was beating us to stop him from visiting the man. Whoa, wait a minute. I skipped some. I'm sorry. Gowans said the older son, who she referred to as gay in some way.
Yeah, a little bit. In a particular way.
I mean, the fact that he brushes his teeth with sperm be gone. I don't know
A scotch. Hot Topic sent it to chat room. She say, missing Candace already. I know. We already,
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Cumgate. That's you know, I catch him brushing his teeth with Cumgate, but you know. I didn't know. You know, he always used to take his drumsticks down and pull them up dry. But I didn't know he had this in his life.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
She referred to him as gay in some way, had been visiting a gay man who she believed molested the boy. She said she reported the gay man to the police, but nothing, Sandusky. But nothing was done about him. Gowans admitted beating her son with the belt to stop him from visiting the man. She said she was simply a mother trying to protect her son and his booty. Last year, a pastor in Fayetteville, North Carolina, instructed his parents to beat the gay out of their children if the parents suspected the children suffered from homosexuality. After the resulting uproar, the pastor denied making a statement, but he did say he believed in reinforcing traditional gender roles in children.
There you go.
All right.
Yep, and we'll have some more comments on that and want to hear what you guys think about that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
No drinks, no brown high stakes, crack smoke, black folks, Big Mac, fat folks, ecstasy, capsules, presidential scandal, everybody moves, new work, old death, gay web, hot shit, all that get back, get old people, got this, ain't pork, not shit, some pork, top shit, we won't stop shit, everybody moves. New work, BK, NY, bed size, too hard, too hungry, too many, that's why.
What's good? This is one half of the award-winning Truth Brothers Radio, Devon, telling y'all to tune in every Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, to Truth Brothers Radio for the latest in news, current events, politics, controversial topics, and our infamous terrible truth. To keep up with the latest of what the Truth Brothers have going on, friend or follow us on any of the major social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or catch any of our past shows anytime at blogtalkradio.com/truthbrothers. Thank you for all the love and support. Catch y'all next Monday. Two fingers.
I'd like to make a request.
What you want to hear, baby?
Truth Brothers Radio.
Popping like the locks on the bins. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back, and we are into the terrible truth. And don't forget to join us on the second hour when we'll be talking about for-profit prisons, people getting paid off of your family members' misery and their mistakes.
You deserve it. I'm just there.
I see that.
I'm gonna have one of them days.
I see that. Yeah, Hot Topics said that we awful, Stacey. You're not feeling that.
Those, gay guy.
Yeah, gay guy.
I mean, I'm not homophobic. You know, just you know, hey, I just some about that. Like, it's crazy how you know they could take one thing but can't take a joke. So I'm just saying, you know, a lot of gay guys can't take jokes, but they could take a thing. They can, man. Let's go.
Okay, yep, there we go.
That tell me that don't hurt.
Right.
You ever been in the bathroom trying to push one out?
Shuffling right along. Ontario, Canada. A former Ontario cop who sent naked photos of a woman from a seized cell phone to his friend and stole a sex toy from another call on the job was sentenced this week to prison. No, I'm sorry, probation.
Okay.
Christopher Knox, a former constable with the Waterloo Regional Police Service, also admitted to trying to cover up the case by asking fellow officers to destroy evidence of the photos he sent them. Knox was sentenced to 9 months to serve in his home in a small community just west of our Ontario city. After he pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice and breach of trust by a public officer. See, they got that there.
Mm-hmm.
The judge cited that Knox had suffered much already with the loss of his job, declaration of bankruptcy, and the breakdown of his marriage. According to the police, the four and a half year veteran of the force used a personal electronic device to photograph an individual without their knowledge. The court heard one case in which Knox seized a cell phone of a man charged with mischief. He found naked photos of the man's girlfriend on the phone and sent them to fellow officers with comments.
There you go. This is what I be hitting.
Well, it wasn't his girl. It was who he took the phone from.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Though,
but he said, "I got
like
you."
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Another police call. Knox stole a dildo from a home that had been broken into and took a photo of it on his sergeant's cruiser. This is what he be doing on the job all day. Ha, 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 LOL. Another time he photographed nude photos of a man that had been Well, there you go. Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That was not us. That's the what we're using to get on the air that just knocked us out for some reason. But we're back.
I'm happy to be here.
There you go. There you go.
But, you know, that goes down with that picture, man. So we're gonna keep it moving right along.
Yeah, man. They're running away now. We're back, y'all. Don't fear.
So we're back now. Check this out. We're going with the next story.
All right.
Woman calls 911 because her weed dealer's prices are too high.
And that's an outrage. You do have a consumer protection. You've got a consumer protection agency that will help.
Yeah.
You
look here.
Gouging these people with these high weed prices.
Well, since they're legalizing it, you know, I would see people going into the local mics and, hey, man, how much y'all got for a dime bag? A dime. A dime. Over there at Kmart.
There you go. There you go.
But a 54-year-old St. Louis woman was arrested for calling the police about her weed dealer. No, she was willing. She wasn't calling to turn him in for being a weed dealer. She was calling to bust him for charging too much for his product. Arlene Starks realized that her supplier was overcharged. The supplier was overcharged for marijuana, became angry and called 911 emergency operator to report the crime. Police were happy to investigate. That's weird, but we'll let that go. Police were happy to investigate, and once they got all the information about the alleged overcharge for her, they took Sparks to jail. Luckily for her, Sparks was only charged with a misdemeanor count of misusing 911, and she was released several days later. How about that for a dollar?
Well, that's right, because they didn't actually get her buying anything. She just put the complaint in. But boy, were they happy to investigate.
Oh, yeah. Who? They, that's how they went to. Who's selling this? Oh, you talking about.
Well, man, say that's the price of doing business. Everybody wants top quality weed at Walmart prices.
Yeah, everybody wants the Wiz Khalifa, but don't want to pay them Wiz Khalifa prices. It don't work that way, people. You can't get the ultimate high for the low low. It don't work.
For the low low.
You can't get the ultimate high
for the low low price of a dime.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
818-514-1202. Are your weed prices too high? Call in and tell us.
And I'm going through our stuff, man. Arizona family plans to give medical marijuana to their 5-year-old son to treat his seizures caused by a genetic brain defect.
Actually, yeah, I heard that story, but it's not like what you think. It's actually medicine. He's not gonna be twisting up smoking
just
in the corner.
Chew the green.
No, he's not chewing the green. It's the way the pharmacist is gonna work it up. It's gonna be actually true like medicine.
It's still weed, is what I'm saying. It's still weed. There's no way you're going to convince me that weed in any form of being ingested or taken in is not weed.
Okay, I got you, but I'm telling you what it is.
So
I got you.
Can he come in your house chewing weed?
He's not going to be chewing weed. He's not going to be chewing weed. I mean, it's funny for the joke. He's on the playground in the corner taking his medicine,
right.
But it's not really like that.
Like it's like he's chewing it like it's what they got for baseball players.
Chew dip. he in kindergarten. This ain't gonna work.
What the? Not tobacco.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
dip. It's a new name for it. They got a new name for it. Seriously, no joke.
A new name for dip?
Yeah. When you get your two fingers, you go in there,
right.
you pull your bottom lip.
Yeah. Oh, we worked with a dude.
Kept that job.
Kept
that spit job going.
And here's what killed me. Ladies, y'all a kiss a dude Who's doing? Who been dipping all day? Spitting into a cup.
Have you seen a dipper's teeth?
Just cruddy.
Yeah,
cruddy. Oh, they love it in the military.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Big dippers in the military.
Didn't
yeah.
Know that. I said,
and they'll be walking around with a can all day, just talking and just, yeah, you know, and it just, oh, it's terrible.
I don't get it. Yeah,
I don't get it. Not my 40.
Hey, everybody got one. Have you ever tried to dip before?
No. Hey, oral cancer is not. I've seen the pictures. Losing your jaw, not a good look for me. I got a strong jaw. I like to keep it.
Yeah, I mean, it might be dip resistant. You never know, man.
No. Okay. I'm sure that's what they say.
But you don't believe in.
But that. I don't believe in such. I've seen the pictures.
Not a good. Like I say, the look is terrible, man. Yeah, I remember seeing one guy who, you know, used to do the dip or whatever like that, and he literally from like right under his top, the top of his mouth,
right.
And up to his neck was gone, like the tongue.
Yeah,
all that was gone.
Yeah, but it was fun while you was dipping.
Yeah, they said that's how the baseball players lost it, man. Because they do it up back in the day, and they lost a lot of their jaws like that.
Yeah, but it's fun. Hey, skull. Whatever. What's dude name? Earl Campbell. Earl Campbell was a black spokesperson for dip. They was going to try to...
The dude that used to play football?
Yeah, for Houston Oils.
Yeah.
And they had an old commercial. It's him chilling on the beach, right?
Yeah.
And all the women around him on the beach. And he's got his little skull talking about how he likes to put a little bit between your cheek and gums before you go macking to the ladies. He got up talking about skull, brother, and dipped it and took off. Yeah. What he doing now? How'd that career go?
He's a legend in his right, though.
So. Sure.
I guess. Is cool. I don't know what's wrong with his jaw now.
I guess. Yeah.
He still got his jaw?
I think a lot of them collisions help mess him up, too.
Oh, he got.
Oh, yeah.
He got a piece of that settlement
money.
Yeah,
he got a piece of that settlement money. He was like, $700 million. Yeah, I got a piece coming.
I know.
He may not have remembered he said it.
He got notepads everywhere to remember stuff. Oh, go to the bathroom. I knew I was
there. I knew I had to do something. I knew it was there. Follow the blue line.
Concussions ain't funny, man.
Concussions ain't for the punky QB, say. He wake up some days and don't remember a damn thing. The punky QB, McMahon, said, hey. Oh, remember he headbutting all the linemen when they score? Oh, that was funny. Oh, that was funny.
He wake up and see Walter next to him.
Wake up and don't even, did I play? Really? Was it good?
He wake up
I
like,
was?
Walter, you in the room? I thought something happened to your liver a while back, man. But that,
ooh,
what happened?
Dude,
No, the Walter. Really?
No.
Really?
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
Everybody gets a dose. That's just what it is.
Yeah, don't forget. Yeah, it's only one sacred cow at Truth Brothers Radio.
Really? No, I'm just
really.
Saying,
We don't joke on the First Lady. President catch it all day.
Is he bombing people for no reason?
Dude,
what with your boy, man?
Obama is poor.
Was right there at the march
Wednesday. I am here because Martin spoke peace, and now you have your first black president come Thursday. They did what? Obama.
No,
Obama.
Michelle, you got my gold peace policy prize stuff. Yeah, I need my gold peace policy prize stuff.
He was signing the order to bomb Syria as he was polishing up the Nobel Peace Prize. Hey, would you tell Sasha Malia to quit touching the Peace Prize, getting it all fingerprinted up?
Yeah.
But no, I said bomb them.
No drones.
Bomb them.
I want them to see it.
I want them to see the pilots giving thumbs up as we dropping the bombs down.
Right.
It's what Martin would have done.
now give me my Peace Prize cleaner.
Hurry up. These Peace Prizes don't clean themselves.
I got this for being that guy.
818-514-1202.
We're gonna go on a break
real quick, and we come back. Yeah, we want to hear how y'all feel about bombing
Obama.
A couple of people. Obama. True Brothers Radio.
Roots Brothers Radio. Gorillas in the mist, the main street team with the pro-black twist. Hard troop soldiers in the game. Hard troop soldiers back again. Truth Brothers Radio.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
What's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken wrap?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh dressing, wrapped up in a tasty lava tortilla. Crispy chicken, wrapped up in a...
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
Brothers Radio, we're back. Hopefully, we're coming in loud and clear on you guys. In
what's in the chicken wrap?
what's in that chicken wrap? We got chicken and biscuits and black people stuff you like.
Is that racist?
Is that just
hey man? What's in the new chicken? Negro.
My man just
who don't love chicken?
The dude just asked, hey, you know, hey, how y'all doing? What's in y'all chicken wrap? Boom. What's in the chicken wrap? Like, lady, calm down. She probably stood up in the back of the room and just said, hit it.
And right. And the disco ball fell. And the chickens got to dancing around and she's singing about her.
And the old
crispy
white
chicken
manager is doing the old hip-hop parade dance. Waving
right.
Arms side to side.
Right.
Come on, man. The racism is there.
Yeah. God. What's in the Peace Prize? What's in the Peace Prize?
Just drop a bomb.
We got drones.
Nah, that's when
and bombs.
That's when that floor door opened. What's in the Peace Prize?
Right.
That's when that floor door opened.
Yep.
I'm tired.
Yep.
Life.
Yeah, feel a particular way about that.
Yes.
Feel a particular
you know,
way
like,
about
your
that.
Your president was wrong, man. I'm sorry.
Your
president's wrong.
I would still vote for him. We did it. It's done. It's a tough job, but
yeah,
that's wrong. I don't agree. No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. Here's my problem. Here's my problem. This is basically what we're saying. Damn you, Syria, for bombing Syria. Just for that, we going to bomb Syria.
There you go.
We going to learn you up. How dare you kill poor defenseless women and children?
In your country.
We coming over there to kill poor and defenseless children.
In your country. Oh, poor defenseless bombing yourself. We going to show you how to bomb yourself.
You want to know what bombing is? Oh, we'll show you a bomb.
Oh, not bombing.
Where's the rich neighborhoods? Because we don't want to bomb those.
They giving money to the bomb fund.
Yeah, 818-514-1202. Throw your 2 cents in there.
I'm Devon here, and I'm going to just go on record and say your president was wrong. I'm just saying it. That's not right.
I'm with you.
50 years after the... Here's my problem, and I got to go from the beginning. 50 years since the March on Washington.
50 years. Let's rewind it back.
Martin gets up there and say, look, I just want everybody to come to... I ain't going to go... Oh, you know, speech. I used to have to remember it in the eighth grade, but which I don't feel is necessary. I'm just saying. Now, we get there, Martin up, look, man, they coming for me. I don't want a neck shot. I just want peace for everybody.
Look here.
Yeah, look here. I want peace for everybody. This is right before that. I may not get there with you, but look, I want peace. I want my kids to play with that man right there in the front, kid with the small eyes, like I want to play with the dude with one strap over that with his overalls on. I want everybody to play together. 50 years later, we got Snoop Dogg there. We got
Snoop Dogg was there.
Oh, yeah, Snoop was there.
That's represent. That is represent.
Snoop Lion.
Yeah.
My bad.
That
Snoop Lion's there. I mean,
yep.
You might.
I was all for Martin because he likes to hit the bitches too. Wow. Wow.
We go there. So.
Wow.
So your boy gets up there, and then Barry gets up there and says, "You know what? Martin had that peace thing, and I'm for that myself personally.
Me myself.
If you look at me, I'm a blend of both anyway. I'm bringing us together. Unite, people. All right, hold on, y'all. I'll be right back. Phone clicks. What you want us to do? Oh, bomb them. No need to ask questions.
Yeah, bomb
them.
Bomb them.
A day after.
They hit them with chemicals. Bomb them. Now, here's my problem. And like I say, 818-514-1202. Come on. Give me your truth. Let me hear from you out there. But here's my problem. America. Sodom bombed Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And Iran bombed them. Gassed them.
That's
gassed right. Them up.
Yes, sir.
No one said, everybody said, yeah, you know what, you need some more? Because we got some more. We'll sell to you at a good price. Danny, forget that he gassed his own people. First off, he didn't gas his own people. He gassed the Kurds, which was not his people, but that was people who wanted to overthrow what he wanted
to
do.
Saying,
those were the people who wanted to overthrow.
They were
Kurdish
Iraqis.
Whatever. Yeah. If you African-American, they Kurdish Iraqi.
They just didn't like the way things
but
was going.
They didn't like the way things
okay.
was going. They wanted regime change.
Okay.
He said, I'm going to give you change.
Boom.
I'm going to give you that back curdle and gas them. But we said, hey, use up a lot of that gas. Get you some more. Just put it off to the side. No one said anything. Now, someone might say, well, you know what? That was a long time ago. We have changed. This is how we doing now. Here's my problem. Israelis go to attack and clean out the Palestinians in certain areas and want to attack Hamas, and they tell you that they use white smoke as a diversion so you can't see us coming. Like when you see Batman throw the smoke down, you don't see him. They do that too. Only problem is, instead of just using good old regular smoke grenades like everybody else, we going to throw white phosphorus out there.
It's stuff in this.
White phosphorus, if anybody who don't know, is a chemical gas that when it hits your skin and then it hits oxygen, it burns badly. And you might say, oh, my God, my boy is on fire. Like Michael when his hair caught fire. They ran through the blanket on him, right? Blanket put out the fire. With white phosphorus, you can throw the blanket on there, and it'll put out the fire. Here's the problem. When you take the blanket off oxygen comes back in, white phosphorus say, guess who's back? It's like herpes that burns really bad. Never really goes away.
One more game.
They said, well, that's just white smoke. So the children inhaled it a time or two. But I don't see us over there talking about doing anything to the Israelis.
No.
Nor should we. I'm not saying
it's
that we should. Mind your business.
And stay in your place.
That's all I'm saying. America, on the other hand, we likes to go to war. And we like to shoot bullets because that's what you do in war, shoot bullets.
Yeah.
Only problem is we like to dip our bullets in radioactive depleted uranium. Just as like, you know how like you put a little extra Cajun sauce on your chicken?
Yeah.
We like to dip our bullets in depleted uranium.
Chicken?
Right. What's in the stack wrap? Depleted uranium. And we like to, as we shoot you, we not only shoot you, we'll contaminate you with radioactive material. So the people in Iraq, for over 15 years now, I've been having babies with three eyes, an arm coming out of their neck.
And 47
they making X-Men. They live in the X-Men over there.
They're making mutants.
They make it mutant. They live in there. None of them have adamantium bones.
Yeah, I was about to say, none of them got the cool part.
None of them got the cool mutant. They got
Nightcrawler without the ability.
Just blue with three fingers and a tail. Now Nightcrawler, excuse me, he can disappear on you because that's part of his power. So if you're blue with a tail and three fingers, it's good to be able to just disappear.
It is.
But in Iraq, they don't have that. And they just blew with three fingers.
Asking for snack apples.
What's in the snack apple? Well, that's where I'm at on. That's where I'm at.
That's wrong and funny at the same time, man.
Yeah. But all of a sudden in Syria, for some reason, they say that Assad did it. I really don't know who did it.
I don't believe that.
I'm not sure.
I don't believe that. I was about to say.
Because if you're winning a civil war,
exactly.
why the hell would you decide to gas them? We're winning.
We've won.
But
that's like the Bulls winning the championship and saying, you know what? Let's kill the other people, too, while we're here.
Let's kill the other team.
We got the victory, but let's just go back and choke a few. No.
So just saying.
You got my
issues with it, but to me, I'm not really on board with this bombing thing just because they did something that's okay. And then they say, well, they're doing something that's against international law and you don't want that to become the norm. Hey, I'm with that too. I feel that though. I really feel that argument.
I'm sorry.
Here's my problem. You went to war. You tortured people. then you wrote a law that said torture is legal. Forget international law. Torture is legal now.
And it's fun.
Just saying.
Guantanamo
Bay every day.
That's all I'm saying.
Every day at noon for the prisoners. Cockney sandwich time.
Y'all know what you like.
You know what
and
you
And we gonna wash it down with some water boy.
There you go. Cockney sandwich with a side of water. What's in the cockney sandwich?
Sperm and
oh. Sorry. Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah, this is
the
new reality.
I hate it here. I hate it here. And nobody
is here. 818-514-1202. We're going to have in about 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to have a topic on war. So we want you to be able to get your piece out. But if you got something to say now, call in and let us have it. Let us hear what
I'm
you got
sorry,
to say.
Man. I mean, I see a lot of people, and, you know, I don't believe in violence like that. Like, I'm not big on the conceal and carry law that we're going to have up here in Illinois. I'm not big on that because I don't like the fact that everybody's going to be able to walk around with guns.
I'm surprised because that's justice and vengeance rolled into one.
It is. It is.
Two for one, people. Justice and vengeance.
And
Zimmerman.
Oh, that. Did you hear about his wife, man?
Yep.
First off, she lies on
lie. We broke, Your Honor.
No way.
And I'm about to go horn just to get him out of jail.
And who wants some of this Zimmer? It's been Zimmerman for quite some time now. I don't want none of your poison racist cooch. I don't want none. It's racist too, right? So then she gets after that about an hour ago. She said George Zimmerman has beaten down her self-esteem, dog.
That's right.
That's what she said.
That's right, because he got dough now. And everybody knows when you get dough, you upgrade.
And, you know, because he got that book deal coming. You
that's
know
right.
He, you know
he got a book
deal,
said, oh, I did it, and I did.
Right.
Forget OJ. I didn't do it, but I did it.
And this is how. With a picture of him with his hoodie on. That's just... I don't like, we voiced our frustrations that night, and I'm still a little frustrated. I can't even say still a little. I'm still highly frustrated at that situation.
Yeah.
And it's actually a friend of mine.
We took a serious L. We took an L.
Did you set your clock back 200 years?
We took an L.
I set my clock back for daylight slavery time.
You wanted, if they had talk radio back in the day, this is we would have had the Dred Scott Show.
There you go.
We took an L, y'all.
I'm.
They don't have to respect them.
Yeah, I really don't. Even now, when I go back and look at that, because I still got the whole trial
right.
recorded on the DVR, right. and I just go back to like, okay, maybe I'm missing something. Like I try,
maybe I'm missing something. I'm not getting it.
And it's just amazing now these jurors want to come out for a little bit of cash now, because I think all but two that came out and exposed themselves.
Come out and said who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that came out and said, "Hey, man,
expose yourself." That's the Penn State jury.
Yeah, a couple of the dudes was like, "Hey, oh, yeah, that's nasty." But a couple of the other females was like, "Yeah." Now they say, "You know what? I think we might have made a mistake." Like, really? I had no idea that the gunshot was so loud. I think we made a mistake.
How do we see? I think we made a mistake.
Yeah, they said, "Dude, I forget which one said."
I was asleep half the time.
With my notepad over my face, dreaming. I don't like her. I don't like her. I don't like her life. It's just a lot of things about stuff that's going on.
I think we might have been a tad unfair.
I think we might have jumped the gun. No pun intended on this one. I hate
you, big man.
That's what you asked him. Who made y'all come up with that? Who helped y'all come up with that decision in there?
They slipped some dude in there, a salesman. How you doing?
Nah, I know who walked in there and helped him with that decision. Hey, we need a heavy. Oh, no. I was like, you know what? Something's wrong. We need to come up with a decision.
Top of the morning to y'all.
Now, before we get to jumping the gun of such things, how do we even know that George was there?
But Lucifer, he was there. He said he was attacked, but he didn't have any bruises, Lucifer.
Don't be out.
You know what to do.
You know what to do.
You know what to do.
Luau.
He's a thug.
Look at him.
Luau.
And he smokes weed. Illegally.
Illegally. Justin Bieber does it legally.
See,
that's the difference. Luau.
Now, and then I get.
Damn it, open my floor door.
Who's in charge of the door this week? Patrick Swayze, open the door.
Yes, the ghost is in hell. I love that. That's right, America. The ghost is in hell.
Patrick Swayze, open my damn floor door.
You down there for all them bad movies you made.
We've seen Roadhouse. We're gonna be running that floor door in a minute.
Oh
man.
Yeah.
We're gonna be running both of them. Yeah.
Oh.
But then your boy Rush Limbaugh comes right behind and said, "Hey, your boy Trayvon brought that on himself.
Himself by being black and going to the store. What's
with
wrong with
on.
You?"
He said, "Did you see what Ted Nugent said? Nugget, yeah, that's
Nugent.
Nugent, I call him Nugget.
Nugget, whatever. Nutball.
This mug say, I want to be real nice with this. This." Dude says Trayvon was a thug, a weed pot smoking thug.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Talking about someone smoking weed.
Yeah.
Damn if that ain't the pot calling the kettle Teflon.
And said he got what he deserved. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I try not to dwell, but I don't want people to forget what happened. I really don't want
to
forget
that
injustice that happened that day, because it almost seemed that we're getting complacent with the situation that happened that day, and I'm still a little I'm still pissed about it.
I'm gonna give the president a pass on this, but some of the other higher profile black leaders who were scared to mention Trayvon at the 50-year anniversary last week. You're punks. There were some people who mentioned it, but they were more lower on the speaking scale. You guys, but the more higher profile ones.
And you know
cowards.
What kills me about them dudes? They be the first ones that they didn't mention it there, but they'll be the first ones to get on the president and say, "Hey man, he needs to address racial issues
He needs to address that during the State of the Union. He needs to hold Trayvon's body up at the State of the Union and say, see." Oh, yes. Hold on. We got a caller. 733, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your comment?
Yes, I just wanted to tell Devin, y'all doing a great job, man. Keep up the good work, you know.
I appreciate
that,
man. Appreciate
that,
sir. Oh, man. It's all good, man.
How do you feel about Drone?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I say, what's your opinion on drones?
About drone? Who's that?
A drone, like what
the remote control planes they use to bomb poor people with.
You meant the drones? Oh yeah, you know what? Those are some tripped out type of weaponry right there. If it really gets in the wrong people's hands, which it looks like it's already in, it could be a bad situation for everybody, including Americans.
There you go. Likes your comment, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, sir.
Appreciate you listening, man.
All right, no doubt.
Yeah, so, I mean, but at the end of the day, man, we'll leave off with Ted Nugent.
We talking about, Ted Nugent.
No, we was talking about your president.
Oh, yeah,
he's got a hold of Trayvon's
body. We talking about people like Tavis Smiley
and
Cornel West who say, why didn't Brother Obama hold up the dead body of Trayvon at the State of the Union to make them face justice?
Indigenously.
Hey, brother, I know my afro's flat on one side.
That's not important indigenously.
Say that word a lot. Or is it just me?
Does Cornel West just say indigenously?
Does Cornel West got like a lot of hickeys on his neck that he always got to have that thing, that scarf around?
Oh,
like he
look like an ascot.
Yeah, like, hey, brother, yeah, got it in last night.
Yeah. This is what.
I thought you was going to say indigenously. I indigenously got it. I don't even know what that word means.
I don't know. It's like he said it, though.
I'm going to go to the club and use it, though.
Hey, baby. You are
that chest looks indigenously well.
Let's come back to my crib. Oh, we're going to have some fun indigenously.
Indigenously.
Put this indigenously.
Yeah. Candace indigenously left the show to get paid. She chose a big, fat paycheck over poverty.
And under in the memo, it said indigenously paid.
Indigenously paid. We putting that up this week. Candace surrounded by dough. Indigenously paid.
What is, I think he says it because he like, spit goes through that gap in his mouth.
There you go. This is the new reality, people.
And,
this is the new reality.
Dude. Okay, real quick before we make a move, man.
Okay.
I'm watching the preview for Winnie Mandela, the movie, right, with Jennifer. Did you see Terrence Howard?
No, but when I saw the producer and the dude, I was like, wait a minute. I thought this was more of a bigger production. This is T.D. Jakes? Oh, we're doomed. We're doomed.
Dude.
I thought that this was going to be a big studio production.
I thought it was going to be the new Ray. Like
I thought
it was going to be
with a big studio.
Yes.
This is important.
Even
TDJ.
Even if you did Muhammad Ali the way he did, Will did Muhammad Ali.
Exactly.
I'm thinking you going there.
I'm thinking
you going Denzel, Michael,
right.
Malcolm X. You cast Terrence Howard as Nelson Mandela.
Hey man, this apartheid gonna stop around here, man. Okay, that's
Winnie.
Other side. We gonna get into the for-profit prisons. We gonna touch on that too, cause the board just lit up. I seen everybody in there. We will get to y'all. We gonna go ahead and get ready to go into the second hour. We'll talk about the for-profit prisons, but we'll wrap up the Terrible Truth on the second half. Truth Brothers Radio.
Here are the facts. The United States has the largest population of prisoners per capita in the world. As of 2009, about 743 out of every 100,000 citizens were incarcerated. This brings the total prison population to just under 2.3 million, about 200,000 over the official current prison capacity. Government officials continually struggle to fix overcrowded prisons. In many cases, the solution has been to build newer, larger prisons. Private businesses have also stepped into the market, partnering with local and federal governments to build, manage, and maintain prisons across the United States. Roughly 20% of U.S. prisoners are currently held by private corporations. Supporters of this practice believe companies like CCA and the GEO Group have the know-how necessary to oversee prisoners at a cheaper rate. Opponents believe paying a private company to care for inmates will inevitably lead to corruption and a rising prison population. And it appears that, in some cases, the critics are correct. Here's where it gets crazy. In 2009, two Pennsylvania judges were accused of accepting up to $2.6 million to send juvenile suspects to private prisons operated by two companies, Pennsylvania Child Care and Western Pennsylvania Child Care. While this case presents a frightening example, it is hopefully an isolated event. This isn't to say that public sector prisons are necessarily better. Throughout America's history, prison systems have had numerous brushes with corruption, such as unethical uses of prison labor. This treatment is still common in private and public prisons today. In some cases, immigrants in facilities like the Stewart Detention Center have also reported abuse or mistreatment. But here's an interesting question. How did private prison companies move from housing inmates to detaining immigrants? Just how much influence do private prison companies wield on legislation? According to journalists such as Laura Sullivan, entirely too much. Writing for NPR, Laura Sullivan reported on the Corrections Corporation of America, the largest private prison company in the United States. Working behind the scenes, the CCA played an instrumental role in drafting Arizona's controversial Senate Bill 1070, ensuring a steady supply of detainees for Arizona's prison system and profits for the CCA. Public-private partnerships are nothing new, and in some industries, these partnerships are the key to innovations and savings. And private prison isn't just a big business in the United States. They exist in other countries, including the United Kingdom and Israel. Yet, in every country, more and more people are objecting to the use of for-profit prisons, arguing that if a company is paid a set amount of money per prisoner per day, then there's no incentive to rehabilitate inmates or see them serve out their sentences and leave permanently. Are private prisons a positive step toward cutting costs, or is there another, less noble financial goal at play? How much influence should for-profit prison companies have over legislation? Are private companies and politicians making the best decisions for prisoners and society, or is there something they don't want you to know?
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
There you go. And we got the chat room wide open. Anybody can jump in. We got our hot topics in there and somebody else that's under the guest name. Hanging out, making their comments. We have some people in the queue that had a question. Come on back. I know you're listening. Come on, jump back in, and we'll field your questions because we're going to go into the for-profit prisons, but we can wrap up what we were talking about in the terrible truth first.
And in that terrible truth, right before we went to that break, man, we was talking about the fact that your boy Terrence Howard is going in as Nelson Mandela in the new movie, man. And I'm like, I saw that. Like, I didn't know. Like, at first, Jennifer Hudson was just talking about this. This is how I came across
right.
it. Jennifer Hudson was talking about it, and I was like, ooh, I hope Jennifer don't drop the accent. I hope she keeps the accent through the
right.
whole movie.
Right.
This could go really, really good.
This could go really
or
good.
Go really, really bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a couple times when I saw Ali, and I'm like, yeah, Will dropped a couple of the times when he was trying to.
Yeah, but he did a good enough job to get an Oscar nomination.
No, yeah, he did. Don't get me wrong. He did a good job as playing Ali. Like, as far as when I look at movies with like that, I look at Denzel playing Malcolm X, great,
mm-hmm.
superb job. I,
mm-hmm.
I don't think nobody could have done that better.
Yeah, better performance than the actual movie was.
Exactly. Then Jamie Foxx's Ray,
yep.
another like
yep.
stellar
and
performance.
A stellar performance, and one of the reasons I think he won because yeah, his portrayal was on point. But the actual quality of the movie was able to keep up with the elevation of his performance. That's the difference with, like you were saying, about Ali.
Right.
Will Smith's performance was on point, but the movie overall was lacking.
That's
part of the problem, and that's what you worry about here. And all you knew is Jennifer playing Winnie,
right.
and you was worried about that. But then when I found out, wait a minute, this is a T.D. Jakes production.
Yeah.
That, I mean, not trying to be bogus, that's not even a high-profile movie. Then it's because she's in it.
Exactly.
It's because she's in it. You're not making an epic movie here,
but
you're making something.
I'm thinking that they're trying to ride off her award that she got because you know a lot of them act like the girl who played Oscar Grant's mom in the Fewville Station.
Right.
She got in there. I mean, even though that was a low-budget movie, but they still, I mean, and shout out to anybody who, I actually went and saw it. Anybody who went and saw that movie,
excellent
man,
movie.
Go
best
see
movie
Fruitville
all year.
Oh, man.
Best movie all year.
Go see Fruitville Station. It's probably at your dollar show now, but it's worth it. And you should go see it three times, maybe more than that, but to get the money worth, because it's worth, it's a great movie, no doubt. Probably, honestly, up to right now, the best movie I've seen
this
year.
And I don't know when you saw it, but when I saw it, I took my stepdaughter,
right,
and we go in there, and we're watching the movie, man, and the movie is very powerful, so it's got control of the audience. The audience, no one's side talking, no one's texting, everybody's focused on the movie.
Right.
But it was wild, man, because it was like you could feel the specter of Trayvon's spirit in the air, man. You could just feel it, and then as the lights came up, and people were walking out. Everybody was still kind of in a stunned silence. But then one dude was like, man, it was like, you could just feel Trayvon. I was like, damn, I know. And then everybody just started, was like, yeah, you could just feel that, you know, because the story kind of parallels Trayvon. It's just a sense
time.
Of the injustice of the senseless killing of a black man.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent, excellent movie.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean,
but,
I'm
818-514-1202.
Press that number one.
Terrence Howard, Oscar-nominated actor. I believe what he got nominated for was garbage.
Hustle and Flow.
Hustle and Flow.
Really?
I believe the stretch. You didn't stretch yourself as an actor playing a pimp in a midlife crisis who want to be a rapper. That just didn't do it for me.
You gave 3-6 Mafia an award that
they won an Oscar.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I was so embarrassed.
Dude.
So embarrassed.
3-6 Mafia.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I didn't have nothing else. I just left it there.
No, we
so
got
we
yeah,
call
we
got
a caller. Yeah, we got a caller. Let's go with 719-357. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Shalom, Hashem Shelley George.
Hey, how you doing? All right, what's your comment?
It's gonna be good.
I am from Israel.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. What you say? You're from where?
I from Israel.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's your comment? Shalom, by the way.
In Israel, no black no nigger.
All right.
All right. Well, there you go.
Hold on.
You got a lot to explain, because there's Ethiopians in Israel. Oh, but I said no nuthers.
Yeah,
but that's
see,
true, because
yeah,
Ethiopians
they,
aren't nuthers.
They not like.
Really? Really?
No,
there's Hebrew
no,
Israel.
No, no,
that,
right.
Because I got to hear it slow. I gotta hear it slow.
Well,
what'd
yeah.
What
he's moving a little slow.
Yeah, I thought it. Yeah, you know what? He's moving like slow Wi-Fi. Come on,
right. You boot up your system, man. You're moving a little slow.
I don't speak English. He's hitting that
Israeli Kush.
So you say you don't speak English that well.
Yeah, he knew how to say. Nacha.
Yeah.
That came out loud and clear. I'm from Israel. Nacha.
No,
now let me hit this Kush.
Hookah. But I don't know if it was a diss or not, because it's almost like he's saying, I don't know if he's saying there's no nachas.
Yeah. Right. But I think he meant it, you know.
Yeah,
I don't think he meant it in the way we do it here at Truth Brothers Radio.
Right.
He meant we're all, you know, there's no black people over there, which is absolutely wrong. There's sub-Saharan Africans all over that place.
There's a colony
from America of Hebrew Israelites that's living over there and thriving over there.
No doubt.
So he can go.
Well, maybe he didn't mean. Maybe,
yeah,
maybe
go,
didn't
go
mean,
well on the wall, bro.
No,
we got another call.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Skip
keep
him. Mike Davidson, you are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your comment?
Mike Davidson, you're on with Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey. Hello.
Yes, sir. Now, right from under the bridge, what's your comment?
If I could just comment on Prophet Pheasants, I'm not entirely sure what your stance on Prophet I'm going to imagine that you're against Prophet Pheasants.
You wanted to go in on the for-profit prisons?
If you don't mind, or I can wait until
go ahead.
Spin around to it. I mean, we don't have for-profit prisons in the UK. Not that I'm aware of, anyway. Oh, do we?
Yes, you do.
Jeez.
Sir.
Damn. I didn't think we had for-profit prisons. Damn. But I guess the point that I wanted to make anyway was that I don't think it's a smart idea to leave the handling of dangerous individuals to companies which biggest interests are the bottom line. In any circumstance.
I dig what you're saying there. I would agree with you. I don't think it's a good idea to let corporations the main goal of a corporation is to make profit, to mess around and have to handle people in prison, because if my goal is to, I get paid for how many people I got into prison, what's my motivation to rehabilitate them?
There is none. Your job is to keep them there.
And to keep them coming. When I let you out, I got to make sure you want to come back.
Exactly. I mean, I mean, for the most part, I believe that sums up exactly what we were talking about with for-profit prisons. I don't think that there is a way around justifying a for-profit prison if you know that if you're using the prison as a business and not a rehabilitation facility.
Right.
Let's
be honest, because government-run prisons, America doesn't believe in rehabilitation, period. So let's just get that out the way right now.
The fact that they don't believe in rehabilitation for the thing, because when you fill out your job application, they say, have you been convicted of a felony? It's because they tell you, oh, no, it's not going to cost you the job, but they're not going to let you run the cash and you've been convicted of robbery. And you say, look, I've been rehabilitated through the prison system. It's not going to happen.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
So if you.
Who is the biggest. Who's got the best record of rehabilitating prisoners in prison?
Guantanamo Bay.
No, that's just, you know, we never get to let them go to find out.
That boy eats a cock meat sandwich. We going to hold him. He likes that bid, gives it that rough.
There you go.
That's wrong.
There you
go.
Ahead. No, but the group with the best rate of rehabilitating prisoners is the Nation of Islam.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
I sincerely
But they also try to teach you, Nation of Islam is big on trying to teach you how to do for yourself. So when you come out of prison, hopefully you won't have to look for a job. You'll learn how to make a job for yourself.
Right.
Well, that, sometimes that's how you got
to
do it.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I think when you get out of jail, your best, I mean, I've never been, and I don't plan on going, but I think that when you get out of jail, you need to have your own tools or whatever it takes to get your own business, because nobody is going to give you a job. Or if you do, I can't say nobody.
Yo, don't say, yeah, don't say
I mean,
nobody.
It's extreme. Put it like this. The pickings are slim right now for people who haven't been there.
Yes.
You've been there is knocking you down another third. So, therefore.
Yes. Unless you were like a Wall Street day trader.
Exactly.
You're going to be fine. You'll jump right back into the game.
And that's upper echelon crime. And even if you go to a for-profit prison, you won't be doing anything. They'll have somebody do it for you, you know. So, I don't know.
No. At the for-profit prisons now, don't forget. And in prison now, you get to do plenty of stuff. You get to make all kind of products for corporations.
Yeah.
And you get to make like 2 cents an hour on it. And don't forget, you got to pay back the state what it took for them to feed and clothe you in prison.
So all in all, you're paying out of that 2 cents, I think you're getting a third of a penny.
There you go.
So, I mean.
There you go.
And
Walmart wins again.
Yeah. Oh, well, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Did you hear about, speaking about Walmart and they winning in the two-thirds, did you hear about the McDonald's employees saying that they deserve $15 an hour?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not saying that, I'm going to say this. They probably do deserve $15 an hour. They're never going to see it.
Yeah.
But I know that sounds crazy because we always thought of McDonald's and fast food and the service industry on that aspect as your entry-level job, a job for teenagers.
True.
And old retired people who just want to do something. But don't forget, McDonald's is a Fortune 100, is a Fortune 25 company. McDonald's make billions.
No doubt.
It's not unreasonable to say that, you know, maybe they should get $15 an hour looking at it on paper.
I mean, on paper,
but
yeah.
The public is never going to stand Remember back a couple of years ago, we had said that America enjoys the fact that as long as there's someone up under me, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I want to go higher, but I'm not looking for the guy up high to help me get up there, and then I help the next person. I expect the guy above me to crap on me.
Right.
And as long as I got someone to crap on,
his crap
I'm
ain't
cool.
That bad.
Right. He might got a Bentley. I got a Ford, but as long as I can see some people in them buses with the big windows, I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
And the people in the buses with the big windows say, as long as there's people sleeping under them Vidocs, I'm doing okay.
I'm making it. I mean, I call it. No joke. We was talking about this at work. I call it the hater law.
Yeah.
As long as I have somebody to say, hey, they hating on me.
Yeah,
'cause I'm doing this.
Yeah, I'm on the bus. They over there talking about they want rights, but they homeless. Hey, get a home. I got a home.
And that kills me with people, man. Like, I don't like the fact that a lot of people don't look at situations and say, man, that's wrong no more. People will look at a situation and say, hey, man, get it together. Like,
get it together, grouch.
Exactly. Like, stepping over.
Oscar. Get it together, grouch.
Over the homeless people, like, I wish he stopped stinking. Like,
right.
That's wrong, man.
Right.
At the end of the day, you don't know what happened to the times are extremely hard for a lot of people out here, and I for one sympathize with those people. But the fact that people are always looking at somebody else just so they can have somebody to say you ain't nothing is wrong to me. I find that to be socially irresponsible. You should want to help your people out. That's all I'm saying.
You should want to just help people. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe in a social safety net. I believe that we, as a society, we should say, hey, you know what? There's only so far we gonna let you fall
before
we say, okay, no further here. Just here's a one-room studio here. Now, is there some people who'll be happy with the one-room studio, and why should I get a job? Because there's, yes, Is there always going to be someone to game the system?
Absolutely.
Sure it is. But that's no reason not to help people. You're not going to tell me that 95.5% of the people that's living in poverty wants to be there and don't want no help.
Exactly.
Because if that was true, every time they build a Costco and you see a line around the block trying to work in Costco, you can't tell me that.
I mean, I'll give you one better. Them magazines that the homeless people sell.
Streetwise.
I couldn't say the name. You know why I guess
Streetwise.
Pop that one in the chamber. But if you go out there, the homeless people are selling those magazines just to get a little ends in their pocket.
To get a little ends
so
in their pocket.
Can't tell
do they kind of do it over aggressively sometimes?
Yeah.
They could be, but they just enthusiastic about wanting to sleep
look,
at the Fleabag Motel tonight instead of under the Vidal.
Don't touch me. That's all. And I'm not saying
don't touch me.
And I'm not saying that in a way of, hey, man, you're a bum. Don't
right.
touch me.
We just being okay. real. They just get a little over-aggressive.
Yeah.
But that's okay because there's over-aggressive. There's
exactly.
people who are selling encyclopedias that's over-aggressive.
Exactly.
There's people who sell cars. That's
dude,
over-aggressive.
There's people when you go into the store to buy you a pair of gym shoes or shirts, they'll just come at you.
Right.
Say, hey, man, get this. You need this or whatever. And you like, nah, especially certain kind of people who call you buddy all the time will
woo!
Definitely try to pull something on you. Like, all right,
woo!
Forget it, my buddy. I'll give you this.
You know what?
Yeah.
See, you going off on something. All right? Look, let's just get something straight. When I come into your establishment, I don't know you. I'm not your buddy.
You want to be
I'm
sir.
Not your buddy. I'm sir. I'm customer. Hello, sir. What can I do for you? Oh, sure. The pure juices are right over there. Lime is at the bottom. Thank you, sir. That will be $2.49.
Okay.
Thank you. Come again. Not, hey, buddy. Hey, brother. No. No.
Hey,
but, you know, hey, my friend.
That's
here's
wrong.
What ticks me off.
That's wrong, man.
Here's what ticks me off. If I'm in the local gas station. I'm in a local sitco. I'm in a local sitco. There's a Caucasian man who is getting gas. I'm getting gas. We both go inside to pay for our gas with the same type of money, with the same plastic card.
Right.
He bank at Chase. I bank at Chase.
Nice card.
Nice card. When he see him, hello, sir. Yes, that would be $49.50.
Swipe. Why are you
saying
it like that?
Because that's what he do. Get to me. Hey, buddy. That'll be. Hey, man. Would you like some Obama? Would you like some Obama hat?
Obama hat. We got grape swisher sweets.
And right. And a big butt magazine.
Yeah.
I put it all. You bag it, though. I'll put it all on the table.
I'll slide it under this bulletproof glass for you. And magically, your card don't work just as good.
Exactly. It kind of irks me. Don't call me buddy. Call me sir. I'm a customer just like anybody else.
Any action there, you're playing with Link first.
I can get you cash. More cash back on your Link. First off, you can't do that. Sure we can, buddy. Sure we can.
No, feds will. I know you like to be fresh when the feds is watching. You like 2 Chainz?
Just saying.
You like 2 Chainz?
Just saying.
Hey,
Bob
Bob's
lemonade, not too big on it. Just saying.
That's where you at.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Oh man. It's good to
but
be
getting
back.
But we digress.
Right.
Getting back to
for
profit
you
prisons.
There, before you say that, I don't think you need 15 if you can't remember to take the special sauce off my Big Mac. We'll leave it at that. Go ahead.
There you go. If that's what I was gonna get at too. I'm all for McDonald's having to pay you 15.
That was
13 to 15. I think
that's
12 to 15
is your range.
It should be the range. Should
I'm
be
saying,
the range.
Real quick though, before you get there, I worked in the fast food spot. I know that they hump yo behind them doors and they try to treat
your,
you.
In your day, in my day, I worked the fast food joint. But in my day, you was getting $3.35.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
No, I feel
that's,
you.
Then they would do stuff, like, because this is back in the day when it actually was your entry-level teenager's job.
Right.
So They would do stuff like schedule you on your prom night and play like you didn't tell them you had prom.
See, I'm prone to say F all this. And well, I've quit jobs in a very unromantic
and
way.
I know back then, I worked for two McDonald's for under two separate independent owners. And McDonald's Corporation back then, no joke. No joke. We talking about you really could lose your job on a customer complaint. They would let you go on a customer complaint. Not no frivolous complaint, but you know, you especially if you got smart with the customer, they didn't play that back then. We talking 85.
But that's what I'm
back
saying.
Then. We're talking about McDonald's Corporation used to have a little technique that they would call blitzing. And they would send somebody from the corporate headquarters into your store like a regular customer. They would order the food, and they're timing you to see how fast you get the food. Then they get the food, then they would sit in the booth right in front of the counter and start picking the food apart. Is the pickles in the right place? Is the this? Is the that? Is the all this the way it's supposed to be? And then they would start going to the back, checking to see if the buns had the proper dates on them.
Yeah.
And this, that, and the third. They don't do that no more. They don't do that no more.
Well,
now,
no,
you'll
no,
get
they
anything.
They do it, they have people come in. They call them mystery guys or whatever.
Yeah, mystery shoppers. That's
different. They changed it's something totally different. When I was working at another fast food spot, they would have a guy come in there. And what they did was they'd have somebody come in and intentionally act an ass on purpose. They would have
to see what you do.
To see how you handle the situation. To see if you pop off at the mouth, if you get there or you try to defuse it. Like, they train you before you get there how to defuse the situation. And they want to know if you're going through the protocol to defuse the situation.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's one of them things that they still do to this day. They'd have somebody come in and, you know, order a lot of stuff. And then they'll have them take that order back and say, no, just give me this. And then because you're supposed to repeat the order. And if you don't repeat it a certain way, they do that. They still do that.
818-514-1202. I know we off topic just a tad. We getting back to the prisons because we're talking about what's fair, and we're talking about corporations who make an enormous profit off of cheap labor, and it don't get no cheaper than prison.
Yeah,
a lot of your clothes are being made in prison. A lot of your goods are being made in prison. That desk you bought from Walmart that you got to put together was probably the pieces were manufactured in prison. They don't just press license plates no more.
Oh, yeah.
They're not making license plates. They making chairs. They put together DVD covers.
Yeah.
Some of them are telemarketing.
Yeah. And you know, the thing about that, though, man, is and I feel like a part of me wants to ask, okay, some of the people are locked up for bogus reasons in these for-profit prisons. I give you that.
Prison, period.
There you go. But the ones who are there, who deserve to be there, maybe they should be doing that labor for that minimum wage, not even minimum wage, for that 2 cents an hour, for the fact that, hey, the punishment of going to prison is to penalize you for whatever illegal deed you did and have you suffer in some form. I believe in that. I believe that people
so
should
the,
pay for
the,
their
the
crime.
The bars ain't suffering, the room, the toilet, the dude that's whacking at your ass every night, that ain't punishment enough.
I don't think that's enough.
You don't think that's enough?
I don't think that's enough, man. I believe
Large Louis.
You should not, you got dudes who like going to prison because for some prisons are like, it's not as bad as I think the prison should be. Some dudes,
man,
no.
You should check it. Yeah, I don't know.
Some dudes. Like, yeah, I want to go to jail.
818-514-1202. I know somebody out there got a relative.
Press that number one.
Press that number one.
Yeah.
I know some of y'all have been in prison. We just ain't calling out the first three letters, or the first three numbers of your phone number. We're not saying no names.
Yeah.
Call in. When I ask you what's your name, you can say BG.
You don't have to say
you
nothing.
You
ain't got to
say
hey.
Just. Tell your story.
It's
come
that
tell
dude
your
that
truth.
That want to say something.
Exactly.
But, you know, and my issue is, my main issue, rather, is that you don't know. I don't know if the dude is in there, if he's happy to be there, or if he's not happy to be there. That's the problem I have with the prison system now. I don't know if some of them dudes are like, yeah, I like it here.
I believe if I'm going to have you making products in prison. I don't believe you should be making 2 cents an hour because the corporation is making big time cash. I believe you should get paid. Even if you want to, if you want to say that the mill down the way, if the company had to make the desk at the mill, that the most people would get would be like, let's say $13 an hour, making the desk there. If you want to say that the dude in prison have to make $9 an hour because they're in prison, I could roll with that because part of that money, as they say, should help pay back the state for what it took to clothes and shelter you, cool. Right. But some of that can also go on their education, on their books. Some of them shouldn't have to take classes. It should be some of that money can go into helping take care of the families of the people that's in jail.
True.
He's still being punished. When he's in jail, the family suffer.
Okay.
When he's in jail, the children suffer. He's in jail, a whole lot of people suffer along with him. But because he's making this desk at $2 an hour, he could be making it at $9 an hour, and $4.50 of that money is going to the state. $5 of that money is going to the family. That's still, especially he's doing 10, 15 years, that sounds more than accommodating to me. It ain't exactly, you ain't going to be running no television stories of people getting rich from being in jail,
no.
But it's also helping to sustain families.
I can roll with that. I really can roll with that. I have a problem with giving it to people who giving that amount of money to people to the ones I feel as if they, hey, you put yourself here, you need to
they might have, but still learning a skill, putting some money aside will help when they get out so they don't have to come back. But a for-profit prison who's making billions off of this dude who's being there, why should they have to make billions off of him, and all they're doing is fixing it so that they have to come back. They're not being rehabilitated.
Right.
All they're doing is being taught that they're going to get out there, they can't handle it, and they're going to come back. And that's to the company's benefit.
But see, that's the thing. Like, I don't think that it if you're going to put some of that money in there, really put that money towards rehabilitating them. Because I don't know, like you were saying, the only one you know you could speak of is the Nation of Islam. But anybody
there's other groups.
No, I'm just
church.
Saying. But I'm,
right.
I mean, I'm
but
just,
I'm saying
I mean,
they're the ones
church,
who got
group.
The best success rate.
Right. You do have, I mean, and that's crazy because you need an actual jail that can actually do that, because if you're a rehabilitation center, why aren't you really rehabilitating?
Because there are no rehabilitation centers. They call correctional facilities, and that's for a reason.
Well, they're
not calling them. Yeah, they're not rehabilitating my butt. America don't believe in that. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a quick break. When we'll come back, we'll get more into these for-profit prisons and everything else. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I hear voices in my head. They count to me. They understand. They talk to me. We got you losing your ambition. All the time to keep you sick. But when rules start getting broken, you start questioning your faith. I have a voice that can save you. It's the loud and loud. I have a voice that has the knowledge.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Are you a man but you're turned off by monster trucks? Have you ever watched the bridges of Madison County? Have you forgotten how to scratch yourself? If so, talk to your doctor, because you could be one of the 10 million men suffering in silence from a condition known as menopause. Menopause afflicts men over the age of 40 and is one of the leading causes of depression, the loss of manliness, and the popularity of movies starring Owen Wilson. But there is hope. Girly Man No More. Girly Man No More has been scientifically and clinically proven to increase manliness. Talk to your doctor to see if Girly Man No More is right for you. Girly man no more should only be used as directed by your physician. Possible side effects include death, sudden loss of limbs, temporary disembowelment, rage, clammy hands, hairy palms, hearing voices, busy signals, extreme attraction to squirrels, and fear of elevators. Girly man no more is not for men who are pregnant or who may become pregnant. Do not take girly man no more if you have hands or if you are currently taking any other medicine. So talk to your doctor and call now for a free trial. Girly man no more. Also available in a topical cream. But that's just wrong.
You got the show.
The show.
The show. The show. The show.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Your mind, let the constant free and get down to the sounds of your PMG. Or you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Take a nap, stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-I-C-K is my name, my spell. Think to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can be who. Sound like a
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back and we were getting into for-profit prisons and everything in between.
There you go. There you go. And let's go ahead and get into some of this then. Let's get into the facts of the matter with some of this. Two of the largest companies that handles that's big in the for-profit prison industry is the CCA. We mentioned some of this stuff in the bumper we had before we came into the second hour. The CCA, Corrections Corporation of America, and the GEO Group, which was formerly known as Whack and Hut Security. So you don't want your company to be called Whack and Hut.
Yeah, I was just... Because
you know what they be... Yeah, they be whacking in them... Yeah.
Whack and ball.
There you go. This, the CCA has a capacity of more than 80,000 beds in 65 correctional facilities. The GEO Group operates 61 facilities with a capacity of 49,000 offender beds. The company owns and runs more than 100 properties that operate more than 73,000 beds across sites all over the world. It's a big, gigantic industry. And they get the way that they get money is they get money per prisoner in that prison. And a lot of prisons are overcrowded. And the reason that they're overcrowded is because they're getting money for everyone they hold. So when you're overcrowding, that's just more profit. That's just flat out more profit.
I mean, you pretty much summed up what we were talking about the whole day, man. This whole second hour. I personally don't, like I said, we were talking about the for profit. I don't believe in the for profit prison because you're gonna have cheap labor and whatever. I just believe in the people who go there. If you deserve to be there, you get what you get.
Now, check it out. Arizona is one of the states that has one of the largest for-profit prison systems in America. And they're all over the place, but Arizona is big with it. And now a lot of the for-profit prisons are helping to write legislation that's causing more people to be put in jail. More people are being put in jail now over petty crimes than ever before. That's one of the reasons why Eric Holder had came out and said, hey, you know what? This locking people up over this petty drug use has got to stop because it's not helping the matter any. Maybe we ought to try a different path at trying to deal with that. And I think he's got a point there. And then a lot of people will say that, well, the for-profit prisons, they do a better job at lower costs than regular state-run facilities. That's not true. A lot of research has shown that for-profit prisons cost more than public prisons. Furthermore, cost estimates from privatization advocates may be misleading because private facilities often refuse to accept inmates that cost more to house, meaning dangerous inmates, meaning your hardened killers and the ones you saying the real serious knucklehead that this their own fault they're there. They like to get the guy that got pulled over
having a brick of weed, and he's in there, and all he wants to do is get out. So he's not trying to make any waves up in there.
Right.
Those are the ones that they like to get. The ones that ain't, if you was to go, you know, knock wood, that'll never happen. But you ain't going in there trying to run the road.
Right.
You trying to just, hey, you know what? I got a week, and I'm trying to get the hell out of here.
Take my ass off.
There you go. And that's the ones that they want. And even with those prisoners, incidents of violence, and against inmates or guards are higher at for-profit prisons than they are at state-run prisons or federal-run prisons. The bar for you to get a job there is much lower. They don't have the high expectations or the high criteria you would have to meet to work at like a state-run facility. And at the same time, you're not getting paid as well or have the same benefits.
Just correct me if I'm wrong. I thought when you were in prison, you have the dental, all those, like, especially if you got like 9 years or something like that, they give you like dental and medical and all that.
They supposedly give you that stuff, but if that stuff is coming out of a corporate, you're the head of a corporation, mm-hmm. and your job is prison. Do you want to spend the money it would take to properly give these dudes health care and dental care and this, that, and the other? Or is it just because that cuts into your profit margin? And the benefit, the point of a business is to make profit. Yeah. It's not, I'm not saying it as though these corporations, well, I kind of am saying it that they're the devil. But the point of the matter is when you're in business to make money.
Yeah.
That's your number one goal. Whether it's a for-profit school, for-profit prison, or for-profit hospital. If your main goal for a school is to educate children, that conflicts with you making profit. Because sometimes you might have to sacrifice that profit to help the children.
True.
Same thing with a hospital. If you're running a for-profit hospital, the number one goal of your hospital ain't to help people, it's to make money. Same thing with a prison. The prisoners are supposed to be kept in humane conditions. A lot of the conditions at a lot of prisons, period, are just atrocious.
They're barbaric and just trifling. I was reading that. They actually had a YouTube clip on that I was looking at, and they were showing some of those housing units.
Overcrowded, hardly no bathrooms. There was a prison downstate Illinois. I forget where it is. Maryville.
Yeah.
And NPR. The NPR affiliate in Chicago wanted to go down to the prison because they was doing a story on prison. The prison blocked them from coming down because they didn't want them to see the horrible conditions that's in the prison. And the conditions had to be so bad that they couldn't even fix it up and make it look nice to get the reporter through. So they just blocked them. And the governor helped them block it. NPR had to put a lot of pressure on the state government and on the prison system to get them to allow a member of the press inside to see what the hell they're going through.
They kind of like I said, remind me of that one that was in Montana. I can't remember that they this dude had agreed to a contract to build like this $1 million for profit prison,
right?
And he couldn't get anybody in there. So they was actually going to contract it out for something else, but the dude said, all right, cool. The same thing, they changed some laws, and they start flooding people in there
mm-hmm.
to get the business going. So I'm
mm-hmm.
like, I'm sitting back like, when does that become okay, though? When does that become
Dig
okay
that.
To change
Dig
laws
that.
Just to fill up a prison?
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You've got groups like ALEC. ALEC is a group that help write, forget help make laws. They literally write the laws. Your stand your ground laws came from ALEC. Mm-hmm. And they literally write the legislation, give it to the state senator or state representative or senator or representative, and say, here, put this in. Yes, sir, boss. What's in the chicken wrap? Yes, sir.
That's fun.
Yeah.
No, that really is.
Yeah. So, you know, it's America is all about putting people in prison. It's a permanent underclass. It's a permanent slave class of people. Yeah, you look perplexed over
no,
there.
No, I'm getting some information that somebody was sending in. They was talking about the East Mississippi Correctional Facility.
Dig it.
And it says something about consider the East. I guess I'm going to sum it up, go straight to it because I can't read through it all. It says consider the East Mississippi Correctional Facility, or the EMCF, a private prison housing mentally ill prisoners near southern Mississippi. The prisoners recently made national news after the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, and the Southern Poverty Law Center filed a lawsuit against the Mississippi Department of Corrections, which outsources prisoners' duties to the EMCF, for allowing the prisoners to operate under allegedly, quote-unquote, barbaric, hyperviolent, and grossly filthy and dangerous conditions, including rat-infested cells, non-working toilets, and a lack of access to mental health services.
Dig that.
So you telling me a mental health prison had lack of access to mental health service?
Yeah. Hey, nuts don't need nothing.
Wow.
They nuts.
Yeah, I was reading it. You said I had a yeah. That was crazy. Somebody just sent that.
Hey, thanks to whoever sent it to. That's what we like, man. We got a very interactive audience that loves to get with it. So 818-514-1202 is the number. Let's hear about your incidents with people in prison or family members in prison, friends in prison. I remember I had to go see a buddy of mine who was in prison, and just the fact, here's how they got a conviction on this dude. They said that him and his friends broke into a house and they caught them. They didn't have anything. They didn't have any of the things. They were just walking down a gangway and the police just jumped them and said that they did it, and then they put them all in Cook County prison, right, mm-hmm. awaiting trial. It took 3 years for the trial to come up because they kept getting continuances, and they kept them in the county waiting trial. Okay. The whole time, they were wearing these brothers down to just take a plea bargain.
Yeah.
And they had, of course, they had public defenders who just didn't try to put a stop to this. They just let him, they wore him down till he eventually just took a plea deal.
This kind of happened with a friend of mine. A friend of mine took a plea deal that's still to this day affecting his life professionally.
Dig
so,
that.
You know, it's all about, and I don't know if they wore him down or not. I just know I believe mentally he was wore down, because the dude I know now ain't the dude I used to know.
Dig that.
So
dig
I believe that. They mentally wore him down, and he just can't, he couldn't, he cracked under the pressure, and he is.
And that's
a
lot of pressure. I mean, it's easy when you're free, sitting in a nice, warm studio like we're doing, talking about, hey, well, you know what, if you didn't do it, you need to stand your ground.
Right.
That's easy to say. You ain't in the county jail day room. You're not
every
in there.
Day in and day out. But it's amazing how when you take that plea deal, they quick to get you up there in front of that judge.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm big on quick to say F this system. I've actually, after that verdict, that was my picture for like, yeah.
Right.
This system was
right.
My picture for like a couple weeks, because it's not, again, it's not, I don't believe a lot of the laws are designed to help people in the first place. Everything, the laws is a business. The laws that they make is a business. These states that are bankrupt and these states that are losing money make laws to get money into their pocket. Like the town we in, you know, out here, had a law that they quickly had to get rid of because it was stupid and people found out it was to make money. Here's the thing. You got a lot of nice houses out here, right?
Big that.
And people in these nice houses have a lot of cars. So So one of these laws were that, hey, along the driveway, you can't have a car that would like kind of like block the driveway,
the sidewalk yeah.
between, here's the kicker to this, people, between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m.
When nobody's walking there.
Nobody's walking. Because
that's the point. We want to be, there could be someone who likes to take a 1 a.m. drive walk.
Now,
and your car is blocking the dang walkway.
In your driveway.
Right?
So here's the thing. It's a couple of things that's wrong with this. One, you say the reason this law was put into place is because people were complaining about cars being in the driveway when they're walking.
At 1 in the morning. Excuse me, officer. I was taking my 1 in the morning walk because that's when I feel my freedom.
That's when my lungs get the most air.
And how dare these people block up the sidewalk? Sure, I could walk in the grass, but the grass is wet. And I happen to be walking barefoot.
Here's what's crazy. You tell us to take the cars off the street at that time.
You can't park on the street.
Now, that I get. You can't park on the street. I understand. Hey,
no, that's the one I don't understand.
No, I don't get it. But here's the thing. If you tell me to take my cars off the street.
Put it in your driveway.
Put it in my driveway. And I got enough cars that, hey, man, I can't not block my driveway.
And let's be honest. Everybody is a single man with three cars. Sometimes you got a car, your wife got a car, your son's got a car, and your daughter's got a car. That's four.
There
we go. So now at 3 in the morning, everybody's cars are crammed into the driveway.
Exactly.
And hopefully the driveway is long enough to hold all these cars.
Or wide enough to hold four cars. Now, the kicker to this is, here's the thing, right? So I get a ticket for this one day, right? And I'm like, nah, this ain't going to stand. So I goes to the place, too. I'm not going to mention what town we're in. I goes to the town meeting, and not the town meeting.
The opposite of down.
There you go. It's the opposite of down, but you're spelling it. There you go. So... I go to the meeting and, you know, I'm seeing a long line of people who are, and I'm thinking they're
old
over here.
Old people. Damn it.
You are trying to take away my coverage. And I've got
a 73 Chrysler LeBaron. How are you going to tell me it's too long?
And I'm thinking these people are here for speed tickets and all these other things.
Graffiti.
Dude, everybody, listen to what I said again. I'm going to say it one more time. Everybody was in there for this ticket, right? Now, mind you, the ticket was $100 a pop for blocking the driveway.
How dare you block that street, that sidewalk? $100.
So, we gets there. Now, mind you, it's about 70, 80 people there.
At $100.
That's $8,000 easy, right?
On a Monday night.
And that's if you pay it. Because if you don't pay it on time.
Don't slip and forget.
That's double, right?
We're going to double that cup.
We get there, so everybody decides it's time to raise my hand. So the dude says, I kid you not, I can't make this up. Before everybody's in the line of rest, hey, I'm here. The dude comes in, sits down, and say, hey, if you guys are here for that sidewalk parking ticket, just letting you know, that's not a scam for the town to get money. We've been having people complain about cars blocking the walkway, right? So, one, if no cars can park on the street, whoever complaining can walk in the street because the streets are very
There's
nice.
No cars in the street.
There's no cars in the street. And nobody's really out here. Nobody's driving at that time of night in these cul-de-sacs or whatever. But I digress. Let's move forward. So, when we saying, okay, sir, this is me raising my hand, sir. We can't park the cars in the street. We can't park our cars in the driveway. Give us an alternative that we can park our cars and not get this ticket.
Yeah, I don't like the tone of your voice, young man.
Who said that? So he says, hey, man, this is what the man says. Hey, man, you need to ask your neighbor if you can park your car in their lot.
And then he said, everybody get up.
Put your hand in the air and try to break your wrist. Then the claw so chest and try to bite so ill. And go.
Because if you took that as an answer, you must be retarded.
But lo and behold, enough people complained about that where we did not have to pay those tickets and they got rid of that law.
And next thing you know, they start getting on these leash laws. I don't mean for your dog. I mean for your ugly girlfriend.
An ugly daughter. Hey, Put that mug womp on this. Put that sea donkey on this.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, yeah,
$100 fine.
No. I don't want to hear about how her necklace came loose. It sat around her neck. Put that choke chain. Put that choke chain on your sewer bear.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
there you go. Yeah, these, but yeah, like you do have a point there. Most laws are designed to generate revenue.
And
your red light cameras.
Oh man.
All that is just first off, for most people who actually took driver's ed and paid attention.
Okay.
There were two kind of tickets that you can get. There was a moving violation, and then there was like your parking ticket, a standing violation. Your standing violation, your moving violation, the car doesn't get ticketed. The driver gets
mm-hmm.
ticketed.
Right.
So if you run a red light, that's a moving violation.
Right.
You do an illegal turn, that's a moving violation. You're speeding, that's a moving violation. I'm going to pull you over.
And get you.
I'm going to get you.
For what you've done.
You. That don't matter if you in your buddy's car.
Right.
It's you, because you ran the red light.
Exactly.
Now, if you park the car in a no parking zone,
to
a tollway zone, fire hydrant, that's a standing violation. The standing violation, the car itself, the vehicle gets ticketed. Why?
Right.
Because I can't find you, number
right.
one.
Exactly.
So the car gets ticketed, and the ticket follows the car. So when you get a boot on your car, it's because of your parking tickets and all of this, and we know this car because of the registration and this, that, and the
exactly.
other. And when I see this car, I can boot it. Don't matter who's driving it. If you gave it to you, if I give it to you to drive and it gets a boot, it's because of what the car's done parking wise.
Right.
But all of a sudden, when they wrote all of these red light camera laws and tickets, all of a sudden the fact of it being a moving violation goes out the window. So if I say, hey man, here, take my Corvette. Because I heard what's in the chicken wraps and I want you to go get some.
Four.
Right. And you blow through seven red light cameras because you heard what's in the chicken wraps. You don't get the ticket. I get the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And when the ticket come rolling in, I'd be like, wait a minute. I didn't go out that day. I have no clue what the. And you see the picture and there you are with your fist in the air.
Talking
getting
about,
retarded.
Talking about they got chicken
yeah.
and biscuits. Yeah, nah.
And
yeah.
you don't get the ticket.
Right.
But all of the rules just didn't matter anymore because now it's money involved.
Yeah.
And just, hey, pay the ticket. How do you, if they tell you some blurry picture of a green Corvette, and there's a lot of green Corvettes out there, mm-hmm. a blurry picture of a green Corvette, and they just tell you it's you. How do you fight that with a judge?
You can't
even say, look, it ain't even me driving the car, officer. I mean, your honor.
It's your car.
No, it's your car. But it don't even have my plate. Doesn't matter. It's your car. Pay ticket.
I can see here. That's your car. Here's a picture of it on your phone. That's your car, right?
There it is.
Pay for it. Man, you don't have options, man. I mean, it's again, that's why... People, you know, just protect yourself. I was just in a joint where, not in a joint, but
right.
I was just in a situation where I had to cross my T's and dot my I's because they will get you. And they will try, especially if you went about the procedure of handling your business the right way as far as the tickets and stuff go. And, yeah, they tried to do me. And, you know, lo and behold, you know, luckily there are such things as records. That can
verify,
yeah.
right?
So.
But you know, it's just it's crazy, it's sad, and what they do to them people in prison. Yeah, it's I know when you're talking about prison, they're at a disadvantage because it's hard to have sympathy for somebody who's a knucklehead.
True.
Triple K Jones, we call him Triple K because he killed three people on a Saturday night at the club. Because we ran out of Patron.
We don't like running out of
it's hard to generate sympathy for this dude.
Right.
It's hard. But I try to say that the rules that you're trying to make up and the humanity you're trying to give prisoners may not always be for Triple K. I like to think about it that you're trying to have humanity for A, the dude that's the first offense and he done learned his lesson, or the dude that's in there that really didn't do it.
True. True.
So, now, you're not going to weed out, we don't believe you didn't do it. So you've got to treat everybody humanely because you've got people in prison who didn't do it.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's just a fact. It's no way. We gave you the bumper. There's over 2.3 million people in prison. You're not going to tell me every one of them did it. And trust me, I saw Oz. I was like, nope.
Get them tickets.
Nope. Please. I had a couple of bad checks out there. I straightened. Hey, Walgreens. You know what? Let's straighten this out.
Let me get you another 20 for you.
Yeah, I didn't like Oz. I had to tune in. Good story. I did not like Oz.
Like,
I was uncomfortable with that.
Like, because me and my little brother used to love Oz, man. Like, that was our show. And my dad was like, man, I don't know why y'all watching that. It's too much butt loving in there. And I was like,
dude. The way it came on, I was not feeling that. The way that show came, don't like this. Now you can think that the could have been someone getting stabbed, but they might not have been getting stabbed with an actual metal shank.
That was a dude plugging going.
That was right. He could have been getting a meat shank. I was uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
It was a lot of stuff in Oz. I just
did not know.
They'd be quick to put me in a tight shirt. Now I don't want it. Like, I don't want that. I'm small and nah. And I got love for my ankle. So,
didn't like it. Wasn't feeling it at all. Was very uncomfortable with that show.
Speaking of shows, man. Yeah, I think we did a great one today. I think we killed it today.
I think the new reality. This show could be called the new reality. We're gonna have BC and AC. We're gonna have BC and AC. The entire True Brothers catalog gonna be split up in BC and AC.
No crucifix indeed.
There you go. But no, I think it was a good show, man. I like to thank everybody who called. Even our Israeli. I think we're gonna put together an Israeli show and really, really make his head explode.
He gave it his all.
Lay off the chronic, dude.
He gave it his all. He tried.
But everybody else who called in, thank you very much. The brother from the UK who called about the prisons, thanks a lot for calling. We getting love from the UK people. That's how we do it. We worldwide. You know what? People don't realize we're real popular in the UK. We've been highlighted in a couple of websites in the UK about our show. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we out there getting it in, and we are. Gonna let y'all know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
the truth ain't
y'all.